Good morning. Joining us now, John Lott. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of The War on Guns. John, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. It's great to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for talking.
We've got some problems at the NRA. You've got Oliver North being forced to step down as the president of the NRA, being forced to step down amid allegations of extortion. What is going on with all this infighting at the NRA?
Well, I think you have two very strong personalities that have clashed here. There's a lot of smoke, but, as far as the extortion goes, on North's side, he's claiming that he found financial irregularities and that he didn't want to go public with them. And rather than doing so, he just asked that Wayne would step down. That doesn't sound like extortion to me. On the other hand, LaPierre is claiming that North wasn't able to get his way on some things, and the NRA has been suing the company that's been doing the PR for them for a number of years.
Yes,
and that North is getting paid by that company, and this is kind of in retaliation for the lawsuit that they have. The PR company apparently has, Ackerman McQueen, hasn't been providing detailed financial records in their billings to explain what they've been doing with the money that the NRA's been paying them, and the NRA's taking them to court to get detailed financial records.
Yeah, you know, what do you recommend the NRA do coming out of this? Do you think there is a course that the NRA should take beyond the fact that Oliver North has already committed to not being the president again? He's stepping down. What else should the NRA do to resolve this in the public eye?
Well, I mean, I suppose they could appoint some group of objective people on the outside to go and look at it. Could have a group of board members that people would agree are will be objective to go and look at that.
Yeah.
My concern is broader, though. I think, unfortunately, you're already having the state of New York issued a letter on Friday calling for all documents to be frozen and not destroyed in any way because they want to go and review the NRA's tax exempt status. And given that the NRA is domiciled in New York State, that's where their charter is written, that could do some real damage to the company. To the organization. But I think a lot of this is political. I mean, the state of New York has really cost the NRA already tens of millions of dollars through legal harassment. Even the ACLU has called out the state of New York for these things because they've been using their regulatory pressure to make it so that insurance companies won't issue insurance to the NRA. They've had to cancel their carry guard program that they had invested a lot to get started, which provided insurance for concealed carry permit holders. Banks are refusing to go and handle the NRA's credit cards and other things. It's really cost them a tremendous amount of money. And as the ACLU says, they're essentially just using this regulatory power to punish somebody that they disagree with politically. And it raises real First Amendment issues. And the concern is that this additional lawsuit that they're filing here is just going to do more of the same if they're able to. I mean, just simply the legal costs alone. My understanding is with the regulatory actions that the state of New York's taken with financial institutions, it's already cost the NRA something like $15 million to go and spend on that.
Now, the NRA is already suing the state of New York, correct? That's
right.
The first question. And then the second one, can't they sue then for legal costs if they are found to, if they win the case?
Sure, they can. But these cases drag on for years, and it's already gone on for a while. And $15 million last year probably would have been useful for the NRA to have in terms of the 2018 elections, as it was. You had somebody like Michael Bloomberg just in federal House races was spending $110 million But the NRA was able to spend very little money on those types of races.
Yeah.
I mean, a huge amount of money for the NRA in an election was the $30 million that they spent on Trump's election in 2016. But that pretty much exhausted the amount of money that they were able to go and spend on the campaign. Last year, not only was it the $110 million that Bloomberg spent on just House races, but he also spent at least a similar amount on state legislative races around the country. I mean, the NRA, even in a good year, only has a fraction of that.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty rich that Bloomberg would demonize the NRA as like a corrupting force in politics when he's spending like 10 times what they spent.
Yes, but he's spending for good. You have to understand the difference,
yeah.
Right? John, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
I got a different way of looking at it, and I wanted to run it by you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's great talking to you.
Where Washington comes to talk.